CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 30th of January 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Become an RSGB director. Amateur radio in Tonga emergency. National Radio Centre reopens on Monday. There's still time to submit an application for election as an RSGB board director or regional representative. The RSGB board chairman and the RSGB president would like to encourage applicants from diverse backgrounds to be part of the leadership of the society over the next 3 years, building on the exciting growth in amateur radio participation that the society has enabled during the pandemic. You can read their message on the RSGB AGM webpage. Completed papers with their supporting nominations must be received by 2359 on the 31st of January 2022. Details of the requirements and the application process are on the RSGB website. Many radio amateurs have expressed their concern over the situation in the Kingdom of Tonga after the eruption of the volcano. The IARU Region 3 representative says that amateur radio in Tonga is difficult as there are currently no HF operators and few transceivers in storage. An emergency communication network may be set up in the amateur radio service in the future. Operators have been asked to keep the IARU Region 3 emergency frequencies clear. They are 3.6 MHz, 7.110 MHz, 14.3 MHz, 18.160 MHz and 21.360 MHz. Amateurs may maintain a watch on those frequencies at least when propagation is open to that region. Don't forget the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will reopen to visitors on Monday the 31st of January. The RSGB would like to thank the volunteers who will be on duty, enabling the NRC to serve to open 7 days a week. RSGB members will be able to download the free entry voucher from the RSGB website from today the 30th. There are a number of vacancies for volunteer roles within the RSGB. Currently Region 3, the North West, is looking for district representatives for the Greater Manchester, Merseyside or Cumbria areas. District 11, the South West, is looking for a district representative for Dorset, East Devon and West Somerset as well as South Devon. The work is varied and interesting and mainly involves liaising with RSGB members and clubs in the area and representing the RSGB at local and regional rallies. For further details on the Region 3 vacancies, please contact Derek G7LFC, email rr3@rsgb.org.uk. For the Region 11 vacancies, mark 20SBM via rr13@rsgb.org.uk. Sad news now. Former amateur Radio Amateurs of Canada President Bob Cook, V3BDB, became silent key in October 2021. He pursued his interest in radio as a communications operator in the Royal Canadian Air Force and later with the Canadian government. In his professional life, he served as a member of the Ontario Provincial Police for 30 years, our thoughts with his family and friends. The date of this year's Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Blackpool Rally has changed. The rally will now take place on Sunday the 24th of April at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY29AA. Further details, contact Dave M0OBW 07720656542 or via email to dwilson@btinternet.com. Details are online at NARSA, that's NARSA.org.uk. Chris G1PUV tells us that pubs and clubs on the air will be going ahead on the 13th to the 15th of May. Send details to any special event stations you or your club will be putting on the air to g1puv@yahoo.co.uk and enter them on the G6TW website at g6tw.org.uk/pacota, P-A-C-O-T-A. Nobby G0VJG will be part of the team going to the island of Rockall, EU189, a tiny islet in the North Atlantic. They plan to be there for a week. This is a very challenging and dangerous expedition, as well as extremely rewarding. They're due to sail on the 6th of June. He plans to operate on the HF Banff for a couple of days and try to give this very rare iota to as many amateurs as possible. This is a charity event to raise money for three charities. Find out more at Rockall, figures 2022.org. Now for details of rallies and events, the Lincoln Shortwave Club rally due to take place today the 30th has been cancelled. It is hoped that the event can take place in March or April. The Red Rose rally, originally planned for the 6th of Feb, has unfortunately already had to be cancelled. The Canvey Island, traditionally held in February, is also postponed for this year. Please let us know your rally and event news as soon as possible. Email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event for free, it says, in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Now for the DX news, Paul 3B8HE will be operational from Pere Bere on the north coast of Mauritius Island until early April. He'll be principally on SSB using 7 and 14 metre bands, plus 28 megs and 50 when propagation permits. Running 500 watts, operation will be mostly daytime as propagation dictates and occasional evenings. QSL on QRZ.com. H94IE will be active on various bands and modes from Isla Escudo de Veraguas, which is NA088, from the 4th to the 6th of February, QSL, via operator's instruction. Axel DL6KVA will be active as PZ5KV from Suriname between the 1st and 10th of February. He'll operate CW only and will participate in the FOC marathon when he will contact other FOC members. QSL Club Logs OQRS. Now for special event news, the Danish National Society EDR is celebrating Her Royal Highness the Crown Princess Mary of Denmark's 50th birthday. OZ50HRH and OX50HRH will be active all day on the 5th of February. More information, QRZ.com, under OZ50HRH. Now, the contest news, when operating in any contest, keep yourself and your fellow amateurs safe by following all relevant pandemic government rules. The REFCW contest sends its 36-hour run at 1800 UTC today the 30th. Using CW only on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number, running for 24 hours until 1300 UTC today the 30th, is the UBA SSB DX contest. Using SSB on 40, 80, 20, 15 and 10, the exchanger will be signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. It's followed by the all-mode 144 UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 MHz FT8 activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is your report as appropriate for FT8 and 4-character locator. A serial number is not required. On Wednesday, the UK EI contest Club 80 metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB only on the exchange as your 6-character locator. Next Sunday, the 6th, the 432 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and your 6-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. It's good news this week, they write, as it looks as though we might get some more sunspot activity. Last week was characterised by relatively low sunspot numbers and solar flex generally in the high 90s. We had quite a bit of solar flare activity, but luckily any associated coronal mass ejections tended to be away from Earth. Nevertheless, the solar wind remains strong, with speeds over 450 kilometres per second being commonplace. The solar wind density remained low and the BZ was mostly positive, which probably explains why the KP index never really got above 3. Critical frequencies often got above 7 megs during the day, bringing short skip contacts around the UK on 40 metres at times. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre path often touch 28 megs, especially around lunchtime. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may increase this week and may enter the range 100 to 110. While this is not as high as we'd like, it is a step in the right direction. Geomagnetic conditions will remain mainly calm until the 4th of Feb, when the KP index is forecast to hit 5. Two active regions can be seen in the stereo ahead spacecraft imagery and are due to become visible from Earth in the next day or so. Let's hope they developed into decent sunspots. And a reminder that we're now entering turbulent times. More sunspots mean more chance of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, which are both detrimental to HF propagation on the whole. Finally, some good news. The data feed to the PropQuest website is now fixed, so you can see near real-time readings of critical frequencies and predicted MUFs over varying path lengths again. VHF and up, it's a case of negative waves for propagation this coming week with a change to more unsettled weather, with pressure falling rapidly as this report is being repaired on Wednesday evening. The high has been taking quite a knock recently. It's now displaced to the south and west. This allows a series of lows and frontal systems to move southeast across the UK, affecting the eastern side more than the west. Whatever else it means in terms of rain or snow and stronger winds, it already dismantled the UK-wide tropo conditions, and it's going to be hard to find much cheer in that department, except perhaps from southwest England to France and northern Spain. Unsettled conditions like these may offer some rain scatter, but not a strong chance in winter months. That leaves us with occasional auroral moments and any random meteors that happen to pass. But as we pointed out last week, we are in the annual low period of meteor activity, and random meteor scatter will be hard going unless you stick to the pre-dawn period. Moon declination is at its minimum this weekend, so moon windows are at their shortest. We are at perigee, meaning path losses are at their lowest. Good for gigahertz band EME, but moon time will be very limited, and all at peak elevations below 30 degrees until Friday. For VHF EMEers, 144 megs sky noise is low throughout the week, but of course the low elevation means high horizon noise. That's it from the propagation team for this week. They write the same for me until next week also.